At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello, lovely listeners. This is Mel Barrett from the Something's Off podcast on YouTube. I just want to say before we begin this episode, thanks for your patience while we've been getting these final Kelsey Fitzsimmons trial episodes ready for you. The trial coverage was so massive that the recordings were actually too long to upload in their original form. To make sure you get the full story without any sort of technical hitches, I've spent the last few days breaking them down into digestible parts. And the good news is that you can expect a huge batch of releases hitting the feed throughout this coming week. If you want to watch the video versions, head on over to the Something's Off YouTube channel. Everything is organized and ready for you in the Kelsey Fitzsimmons playlist. So without further ado,
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Something is Off. I am Mel Barrett, and we are awaiting the verdict in the Kelsey Fitzsimmons trial. The judge is supposed to read the verdict at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are all here waiting. I'm going to pull the stream up just so we can have it up in case it happens fast. Ooh, is everybody else nervous? I'm pretty nervous. I'm nervous for Kelsey. Why can't I find the stream? There we go. That's the one. How's everybody feeling? What are we thinking? A lot of people praying for Kelsey. Hello, Simna. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Cynthia. Hello, Cup You. Chris Denton, happy to see you. Rumpled Foreskin, happy you're here. I don't ever say that in my real life, so you're lucky I say it here. Hey, Jess. Hey, Honey Kid. Hey, Satori. Hey, Thaisa, Fly Like Jeff, and Cindy. Glad to see you all. There's a couple new faces or a couple new names in here that I'm not familiar with, so welcome. I'm glad you're here. If you are here and you appreciate the content, please go and like the video and subscribe if you are not subscribed. Let's see what everybody's got to say. Everyone's nervous. Sarah's nervous. Cynthia, oh my God, I'm nervous. Sarah, please be not guilty. Cuff You, I'm praying for not guilty, just nervous because it came back so quickly. I feel like the judge had his decision already prior to closing. I was kind of feeling that too, but could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Going into this today, before we went to closings, I was like, yeah, not guilty. That's this judge. He's, you know, pretty fair, impartial, like seems to be pretty by the book, takes everything into consideration. Pretty sure this is a not guilty. And then after the objections to the Commonwealth's cowboy maneuvers with the gun in the courtroom, I don't know what the hell Gubertoes was thinking. Pulling that gun out three different times, tapping it, racking it, cocking it, doing all the things. He didn't need to do that for the judge. The judge understood after that lengthy testimony from the weapons expert from MSP. What was his name? Bolsonaro. Jess says, nervous as fuck. Honey Kid said, I hope everyone had time to recharge. Rumpled Foreskin has a nervous tummy. Satori, I'm nervous. Thaisa, I'm always nervous. Cuff You said, scared. Rob said, cautiously optimistic. Thank you, Rob, for being an optimistic voice in this nervous sea. Hey, Denise. Cindy Lou said, the amount of times I've refreshed YouTube and Twitter. Kayla says, if it's fair, it will be not guilty. Viva. Hi, everyone. I'm hopeful the judge will get this right. What do you think is right, Viva? Let us know. Lindsay said, I hope it's not guilty. Hey, Amanda. Everyone say thank you to Amanda. She does our chapters for us. She's amazing. Couldn't do it without her. Appreciate you. And that's what I believe. Joining you in the nervous. Dusty Rose, I think the judge is reenacting the scene in his office like cops and robbers. He did take the weapon. He could be trying to figure out how Kelsey was Kill Bill, like walking up walls and shit to get to the other side of the like 10-foot room that she was standing in. Hey, D Cools. Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit sweaty and gross because I've been out in the garage working on the new sheed shed that I'm going to be turning into a pod. but it's coming along. The roof is on it and I'm getting ready to put the doors on, which is exciting. So it's going to be done probably today, but then I've got to like build some stuff and do some woodworky stuff in there. So I'm excited though. It's the perfect space. It's only like 6x4. So it's about the space of my desk here and just back to like where the bed is. It's literally perfect. I won't have to set up and break down my lights or my monitors or cameras or anything. It'll all be in one place. I can walk in, turn the lights on and go. So thanks to all of you who contributed. If you like the work, Ruby is very snory today. She is very loud. If you like the work we do, please, please consider tipping or becoming a member of the channel or picking up some merch. We have a member discount for merch right now. It's 15% off. When you become a member, there is a member post on the YouTube that gives you the code for the 15% off. You guys are lovely. Thank you so much already. Thank you, Rebecca, for the tip. And let's see, we just had someone become a member. Thaisa. Am I saying your name right? Thaisa? That's a beautiful name. Thank you for becoming a member. Rumpled Foreskin, thanks for the $20, my friend. Here is a little something to show my thanks. I'm going to put this up because I think it's very sweet. So thank you for saying that. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. Here's a little something to show my thanks for your heart and soul, your empathy, and your willingness to seriously look into the details that do matter. Thank you for the service you provide us. I just adore y'all. Well, we adore you back, and not just because you gave us $20. It's so nice to have these conversations and, you know, like honest, ethical, respectful debate about these cases and about the human beings that are involved in these cases, because one of the reasons why I got involved in reporting on true crime is because I am ever interested and invested in human nature and how human beings can change and how we come back from some of the worst things in our life. And so I'm so glad y'all are here. You're an amazing audience. I really appreciate you. The debates and the comments, the conversations have been amazing. Keep it coming. Pamabo said, I am more wound up than for Karen. Yeah, because I felt like, well, I won't say that. I think because of the way trial one ended for Karen Reed, I was very nervous for trial two, thinking it's either, I mean, I never expected a guilty verdict. I'll say that though. I expected it to either be a hung jury again or acquittal. So I was nervous because I didn't want it to be a hung jury because I felt like the Commonwealth would try it again for a third time. Luckily, we're not doing that. But for this one, I felt pretty confident going in this morning that like this, we just got to get through these closing arguments. It's going to be a quick not guilty. But then I started feeling some doubt creeping in. So this is a hard case. I know it kind of seems simple because it's literally just a he said, she said, you know, about between those two people that are in that one room, but it's a difficult case because you got to figure the facts. You got to find the facts in this case. And there aren't a lot of facts in this case. So, hey, Dottie, thanks for the tip. Y'all are amazing. Appreciate you. Honey Kid said, I don't have enough experience with judges to read them. I feel like I don't have a ton of experience with judges either, but I feel like after a while, you sort of get to see how, like, if you think about the Corey Richens trial, we really understood, you know, Judge Daddy's, the way he went about making decisions and how, you know, he would dig into it at sort of a molecular level and sort of figure out what was the right thing to do. So you kind of got used to his rulings because you could understand how he had previously come to his decisions and how he had worked it out. Because a lot of times he worked it out in front of us, which was really helpful. Cindy Lou said, Laura, you know, got me all nervous with his takes and the verdict, but just can't see a way to guilty. Yeah, I don't know. I really felt confident this morning, and now I really don't have any idea what the judge is going to do. And I'm nervous as hell for Kelsey. Jeez. I mean, nothing's going to happen to, well, maybe I don't want to say nothing's going to happen to Noonan if it's a not guilty, but she has her whole life ahead of her. She's only 29 years old. She's got a baby. She's got to get through this family court situation. A not guilty, I think, would help with that. Although I don't know. I don't know a lot about family court. Dot said, I calm myself because Kelsey is not facing life in prison type nonsense. Yeah, the other thing is, I don't really know what the sentence would be for this. I think that there would be some jail time. But in this case, since Kelsey is a first-time offender, there's a possibility that if it's guilty, she might just get like probation or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. This judge seems pretty reasonable. So even if he goes guilty, maybe he'll be more lenient in the sentencing. I don't know. Satori said, let's manifest the verdict justice deserves, aka not guilty. I'm going to refresh this feed. Let's see where we are. All right, we're getting close. It's 1:23. Okay. Amanda said, I'm with Rob, also cautiously optimistic. Today feels like a day for optimism. I like that. I like it. I'm going to try to absorb some of that from y'all because I started getting nervous. Viva said, not guilty, most definitely. Amy. Hi, Amy. Glad you're here. Kitty, I'm nervous, but think not guilty. Amy, other Amy, Amy Zarbach. Thank you, Amanda. Thanks, Amanda. Yes, everybody say thank you to Amanda. She's absolutely amazing. I don't know how she does it. I'm not that organized to put chapters together for y'all. Jess said, I wanted to love Bradel's closing, but was super disappointed, hoping Judge had already decided. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I know that Broken Baker had posted that they were really disappointed in Bradel's closing too. But the thing is, if I'm looking at this from a factual standpoint, I just don't think that the facts are with the Commonwealth. Oh, shit. Did they really change it to 2? Come on, you guys. I have to do carpool at 2:30. That's going to be a problem. Is that true? Struggle is teal? Is it really? Has it really been changed? Let me check. I mean, I believe you, but I just want to double check. Team Maureen. I know that they're, I'm just sitting here in silence, but where are we seeing that the verdict was changed to 2? Where'd you see that, Teal? Amy said, I hope not guilty, but he could charge with assault, lowest penalty. I hope it's not guilty. Did it change again? Everyone's saying 2. Angela said, I hope it's not guilty. If it is guilty, I hope the judge takes into consideration her time already served and gives straight probation or considers it time served. Yeah, I don't know what to expect from sentencing. Sam said that they're stress eating everything they can get their hands on.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Thaisa, it's long overdue. I've been watching you two for ages. Aw. Well, I appreciate that. Rebecca's definitely been around in this sphere for ages. I've only been around for a couple of years, but I feel like I have a good little true crime family going on here. So, Sarah, my heart hurts so much when I think about how painful it must be to be away from her child. I don't even have kids. Yeah. I mean, I am a bonus mom, so they're not my biological kids, but I can't imagine, especially a baby, a 4-month-old. Ooh. Satori said the judge's vibes made me less confident. Denise, this is really funny. I'm going to put this up. I wonder if the judge partially took the gun for safety instead of leaving it in the hands of Kooky Goob. Oh, Goober Toes. What a mess. What was he doing? He doesn't have the right personality for doing what he was trying to do. Like, I can maybe see an Alan Jackson doing something like that, but Goober, he is not a cowboy. No. Let's see. The main concern is if she's found guilty, it really forecloses her career aspirations. The struggle is Teal. Yes and no. I'm thinking that Kelsey is actually leaning more toward studying law and maybe becoming a lawyer. And in that case, she's going to be fine. Cynthia, serious question. If she's found not guilty because she was trying to unalive herself, will that S attempt be worse for her in family court, or is family court fucked anyway? I mean, I think she's pretty much been on record as saying that she was trying to unalive herself, but at the same time, she's been seeking therapy. She's made a lot of changes in her life. She has a great attorney. So I hope that all of those things will be taken into consideration. Because the thing that really sucks about the family court situation is that Justin has also proven to be a really unhealthy, unhinged kind of person. I'm not saying that Kelsey is unhealthy or unhinged, but what I'm saying is if there are videos of Justin being drunk or high and screaming at Kelsey, coming at Kelsey in any way, which she says she has, him hiding out and smoking pot and doing acid and taking drugs from his cousin and all this stuff over and over and over again, I don't know what happens in that situation with the baby. Like I said, I am not an expert at all on family court. Have no idea what to expect out of that situation. Both sides are going to make their case. I would assume that if Kelsey is... Sorry, I got to put a little chapstick on. My mouth is so dry from talking so much. I would say... I mean, I guess... this is just my opinion, obviously. Complete conjecture. But if I were a judge in this situation, both parents aren't acting in the greatest way in the past 6 months. Let's say that. I think that they could schedule therapy, supervised visits, and then I think with family court, they want the people to be able to work toward a more healthy relationship with the child and hopefully with each other. So it might be a situation where, you know, they both have to, you know, talk to a therapist. They have to work on their drinking and drug habits. They have to have supervised visitation and then graduate. But I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out for them. Simna said, if found guilty, you can bet Justin will use it against her in family court. Well, she's got a lot to use against Justin too. I mean, this guy broke into the house, stole her money, stole her laptop, stole her passport, is, you know, a drug addict and an alcoholic and lied, you know, to his job, everything. Yeah, Bridget said, so goddamn nervous. I appreciate that. Me too. He will use it. He'll try to use it, but she's got ammunition as well. Probably shouldn't have said ammunition in this case, but Cynthia, I would guess, well, this is from And That's What I Believe Too, Cynthia. I would guess guilty, but would be worse for family court since that's a concrete record. She can get mental health treatment and have family support for her S attempt. Yeah. Fly Like Jeff said, family court is terrible. Do not recommend. Yeah, I would imagine. I can't. Oh God, it feels awful to think about it. If a felony, it is bad career-wise. It is, except for the fact that she wants to become a lawyer. And I think that you can be a lawyer. Maybe, let me look that up. Maybe I'm wrong. So if we're thinking about, so like the Veronica Rodriguez case that I covered, can you become a lawyer if you have a felony? So Veronica Rodriguez, the woman that I did the in-depth investigative reporting on the In-Between podcast, a 7-part series, she's the woman who recorded her own essay and had the tables turned on her by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And the district attorney there actually filed charges against her, a felony count of wiretapping. And she was found guilty of that. and she ended up spending 2 weeks in jail. It could have been a whole year. She's out on probation right now, but she is a felon. So she is having a hard time getting a job, but there are certain things that she can do. She can't vote, which kind of sucks. But yeah. So there are, what, we're doing commercials now? NACN? Okay. I'm going to skip the commercials. We don't need to see the commercials. What was I just looking up? Oh, right. Sorry. So as far as being able to become a lawyer with a felony conviction, yes, but it is not guaranteed. It depends heavily on the jurisdiction, the nature of the crime, and the evidence of rehabilitation. While most states do not have an absolute ban, convicted felons face significant hurdles, primarily in passing the mandatory character and fitness review required for bar admission. So there are state-specific rules. There are absolute bans. As of recent reports, only a few states, Kansas, Mississippi, and Texas, have held absolute bans on felons becoming lawyers, though these rules can change. Oh my God. You guys are not going to believe who is here.
Hi.
You said you weren't coming because you were on vacation.
I am on vacation. I just wanted to pop in and tell you what I thought about everything that I have seen this week. So
please do. You're going to have to do a big recap on Monday, though, just because everyone's asking for it.
Well, I just want to say, I feel like there's been a lot of, it's very interesting, but the trial is much more interesting than I thought it was going to be, first of all, in large part because it's a bench trial. By the way, Kevin has me streaming up on the TV so I can see us. We look great.
Hey, Kev.
It's been really interesting to watch from afar. It's been really interesting to sort of see it unfold. But there are a lot of misconceptions on Twitter about what is actually being litigated here.
Yes.
Like I see people saying, I can't believe that Bradel didn't mention in his closing that they didn't secure the guns. I'm like, the police behavior is not on trial. Noonan is not on trial. I know the only question here is whether or not she picked up that gun and pointed it toward Noonan and whether or not he was shooting her. Well, the one thing that really jumped out to me this week was when he was testifying, when he said she was trying to kill me. And then when he said, then she was trying to get past me to kill Justin. I was like, that seems new. One of two things happened here. She either made a threatening motion with a gun and he shot her, or she didn't and he made a mistake. It was either a mistake or a justified shooting from a cop who believed his life was in danger. I lean toward mistake at this point because his testimony was so deeply flawed. Deeply flawed. Yeah.
Contradicted himself, changed his story, didn't match the other testimony.
Correct.
All these people are very happier here.
I still don't know. All I know is what I saw in court, like what I tried to watch it, like, well, how is the judge receiving this? Mm-hmm. And even the other cops contradicted his testimony on numerous occasions.
That's
and
what I'm saying.
The bang bang is very telling. The bang bang. And the fact that he tries to make it like, I took a thought. You didn't. Her testimony, I'm sorry that I'm just talking, but I know I'm going to have to go.
No,
so I'm like,
go.
Her testimony, I was telling Kevin when I was watching it, like lying on a beach chair, was literally, she was one of the best, aside from Afro Man, maybe the best witness I've ever seen.
She was so good. So good. So
unbelievable. Good. So believable, so credible. And even if I didn't personally believe fully some of the things she was saying, like it didn't matter because she was coming across so unbelievably credibly. And the judge said today himself, it's not in evidence that she was ever sectioned. Just because people say it doesn't make it true.
He was mad about that.
He was mad.
Like he was mad about that. Yeah.
He should have been. Yeah. So I am 50-50 on how he's going to come back. I think it's a very good sign that he made the suggestion that they skipped the view, that he said he didn't need it. Mm-hmm. If the prosecution wanted the view and said he said he didn't need it, I would think it was a good sign for conviction. The fact that the defense said they wanted the view and then he said he didn't need it, I think is a decent sign for them. So what do you think?
I was saying earlier that going into this morning before closings, did you watch the closing arguments today?
I did. Dude,
how
I watched all
ludicrous.
Of this.
The friggin' gun. I mean,
so prejudicial. So prejudicial. And, you know, his closing, their whole case, not just this closing, their whole case was meant for a jury.
Yes.
And the closing was meant for a jury. It was a show. And there's nobody there. I'm sorry, I'm blabbing, but No. And okay. I love watching a bench trial. The dynamics are so different. So few objections were sustained. His objections are very often for the jury. Like, there's no, how would the jury know X? And he's just like, I understand. Keep going. It was, the dynamic was awesome. It went quickly. It was no fucking around. And but that closing argument that the prosecutor made, ridiculous.
And yep. I love that. I started noticing, like, during his closing, that the defense, all of them, Kelsey, Martha, Bradle, they were all copious, fast note taking. And I was like, okay, something's going to go on here. I don't know if there's actually going to be a rebuttal, but something is happening here because they are like, they have issues with all this shit. And then, so the idea that they were able to, you know, go to sidebar and raise some objections, I thought that was good. I started getting nervous though, by the way that the judge was talking during that time, because he was like, I know you want to put this on the record, Bradle, but again, this is not what is in front of me. This is not what I'm having to decide, you know? And I started thinking one of two things, either he's already decided guilty or he's just trying to show on the record and for the audience. I just saw your.
He's literally comment. Right over there. Someone in the comments, you see how big Kev, I said, hi, yeah.
Are you wearing your tiny bathing suit right now? If so, please.
You wore it about an hour ago. Yes.
I'm like, okay. Maybe the judge is just for appearances being like, I need to be fair. So I'm going to be a little tough on the defense, because as far as The View went the day before, you know, they had hemmed and hawed and gone back and forth about it for a couple of days. And then, yes, Bradle was the one to say, I don't think we need The View, but it was because the judge was like, are you sure you still need The View? When the judge said that, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, when he said that to Bradle yesterday, I was like, oh, the judge is not guilty. He's like trying to tell Bradle, you really don't need this view. So Bradle was like, nope, we don't need The View. So going into this morning, I was like, yeah, absolutely not guilty. After the closings and all of the mess that happened, and I don't think that I don't think the Commonwealth swayed the judge with their theatrics in any way. It was embarrassing. It was weird. It was uncomfortable. I wish I could have fast forwarded through it. But I think the judge was getting grumpy because he realized that both lawyers were trying to argue a case that is not before him.
Correct.
Yeah.
He just happened to make that comment when Bradle was giving his.
Yes.
And it was very interesting that he let them do the sidebar, his objections about the closing in open court. I love his transparency. I love that he did that. Bradle made some very good points in his objections to the closing. And the gun stuff to me is, you saw me tweet this yesterday, and I think it might be true. So the reasonable doubt for me, and you know, I'm a harder reasonable doubt getter than you are generally.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Even though I do believe that things should be reasonable doubt, I often see it through the eyes of the judge or a jury. So for me, the moment was when they showed the photo and she said that shoebox wasn't there on that gun safe. And it was just, and she said it in such a way that like she was incredibly prepared. So I'm not thinking she said that spontaneously. It's just something that she clearly had been wanting to say. If they're willing to put a shoebox on the gun safe to make it more likely that she grabbed the gun very quickly, they would also be willing to rack the slide and get that bullet in the chamber.
Well, how many people handled that gun before it actually got to the ballistics guy with MSP? It was Daly and then Noonan and then Core. I think there were at least three people. And then there was the weird thing that I could never figure out. But Chief Gray, who was in the courtroom today, by the way, and Chief Gray, the backstory is so interesting to me.
He's a sexual harasser, and he let sexual harassment happen in his station.
But do you know what's really interesting about that? We've talked about it a couple of times. So did you listen to the calls that Justin made to North Andover?
Yes.
Okay. You know the call where he's talking to the officer who's like, it's okay, Justin, go in the house. It's a woman, Katie.
Yes, Katie.
Katie Gerke is the one who sued Gray for sexual harassment.
I know.
It's so crazy. The whole thing is crazy to me. It's just like so many layers, no body cams. The North Andover Police Department turned down money for body cams.
Right. My benchmark of whether or not a case is actually interesting or if I just find it interesting. I mean, sometimes you have to convince me that something's interesting or I have to convince you that something's interesting. My benchmark for whether something is interesting is if you can talk about it at dinner with people who know nothing about it.
Yes.
And last night we went to dinner with 12 of us here. We went to dinner and we're sitting at one end of the table. We're sitting at the quiet end of the table because some of the people are very loud. And when I say people are loud, trust me, they are loud. and our friend Tab, we just started talking about it. And Kevin is like, Rebecca, you can say this in two sentences. And I was like, I can't. So he was like, well, I'll say it in two sentences. And then he talked about it for like 7 minutes because you can't talk about it in two sentences.
No,
because it's not just... And it's not just what happened, whether or not it was a justified shooting. It's everything that happened before, during, and after. And the circumstances from the public's point of view are multi-layered and fascinating. But honestly, the circumstances of the shooting itself and whether or not it was justified are also very interesting because I don't think it makes... I'm not gonna tell you what he did. He put some very hardcore porn on the TV so I would look over and see it while I was talking to you. You know how when you go to other countries, they just have shit on TV that they don't have other places? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so...
You just got very red in the cheeks right here.
I literally can't. I got to do this. Hold on. I got to go like this.
Kevin.
I don't think... He left, by the way. He did that and then he walked out. I don't think that it makes her seem... more credible necessarily that she says, I wanted to kill myself. Like, I don't think that's like, it doesn't make her seem, for lack of a better word, and I know this isn't a good word to use, but it doesn't make her seem normal. It doesn't make her seem stable. Right, it doesn't make, when she says something like that, it's not a hard thing to leap to. Well, if she's willing to do that, wouldn't she potentially have been trying to commit suicide by cop? Wouldn't she potentially also, if she's unstable enough to say that, maybe she's also unstable enough to point it. Like, it's not hard to get there. Mm-hmm. If it weren't for all the mitigating stuff around it but her postpartum depression stuff didn't even come into this trial.
Nope. And it will in family court, but not here.
I know. But there's a case to be made that she could have opened the door for that on the stand and said something like, I had been struggling with postpartum depression. It all came crashing down in that moment. It all came back to me. But then that would have opened a door to a place that defense definitely did not want to go. They wanted to keep it very narrow. But it's an interesting case. I mean, what it really comes down to is the credibility of these two people. Depressed, happy, sad Santa Claus and Kelsey Fitzsimmons.
Santa Claus. Yep.
Hipster Kelsey Santa Fitzsimmons Claus. Looks like a Barbie doll who decided to become a police officer. And I know that just shouldn't matter, but it absolutely fucking matters. It absolutely matters that she is presentable, that she is beautiful, that she's symmetrical, that she's incredibly articulate, has a tremendous vocabulary. Oh, by the way, and I'm sure you talked about this on the show because I've also become a Melanie Little fan while I've been here because I wanted to check her out to see.
She's great, I've become
a huge fan. Totally get it. I was wondering if you caught the neighbor sort of calling Noonan out for being Trumpy. And how funny that was, the way that she did it.
I didn't want to say it on the channel because I was like, I can't talk about politics.
Well, it doesn't have to. It's not about us. It's about the neighbor and her take on this.
She goes, what do you think about what's going on in the world? And he's like, I friggin' love it. And I was like, oh my God, he's a Trump supporter.
Well, Melanie Little was like, at that moment, she was like, okay, I'd have to pause there. What is there to love about anything going on in the world, no matter who you voted for? Like, what is there to love about this? But you could tell the neighbor, like, the fact that they had relationship through their dogs very much resonated with me. I have a lot of people in my neighborhood. I only know them because of my dog and their dogs. So it's a real relationship. The fact that she stood up for herself, having commented on the Karen Reed stuff, all she did was share the article about the shooting. She wasn't like, she was incredible.
Amazing. And how about this is the second hearing? This is the second trial in Massachusetts in the past year or 2 years where we've heard a cop call another woman a whack job. Hello, Kevin.
Miles sees you, hon. He's crawling on the floor.
Also, when she was like, we have that kind of relationship where we just razz each other. We razz each other. Like saying we razz each other is such a New England thing. I loved it. I loved her so much. There's more.
There's pegging going on to my left right now.
Oh my God. Pegging, Kevin. Are you trying to tell us something, Kevin?
This is so deeply embarrassing.
I'm so sorry. At least there's no volume.
Right. Exactly.
A bunch of our watchers and listeners would like to get merch t-shirts basically that say whack job. And Amanda made a little graphic for us too. So
amazing. We got to do it.
Yeah. It's been pretty great, but I definitely miss you. One question I had for you, what was it? What did you think about the last two calls that Justin made when he kept saying, I'm going to escalate this. I'm going to go to the media.
So it's so telling to me, this personality. It's like, I know people like this.
Yep.
I've been a person like this in certain situations where you want to signal, you know, the language to use. Oh, and by the way, I can answer your question. You cannot be a felon and be a lawyer. You have to have a clean record to be a lawyer. Unless it's substance use, in which case there's programs where you can go to treatment. You have to be extremely clean to be a lawyer. I'm here with a lot of lawyers. We've talked about this. You have somebody here who knows the language of the system and knows trigger words to use. And yes. I've used this personally, like in work situations, when you want to escalate something to HR and you say, I believe this was an instance of workplace bullying or whatever. Like, you know that that's a phrase you can use to like get HR to pay attention.
Yep.
He's using it to weaponize the criminal legal system. And it's so Canton coded. Like, it so reminds me of how the McCabes and McAlberts talk to the cops and say things that like, I'm going to use this word and everybody knows what it means. You know who knows what it means? Law enforcement knows what it means. Yeah. Like, he comes from a family that's very entrenched within the criminal legal community in this part of the state. They know what language to use. They know the languages of the court. They know the language of the judges. And they certainly know how to interact with the media. They've been on TV a bunch. Mm-hmm. Talking about their nonprofit and the work that they do and so forth. And it's interesting to me. I mean, they must be absolutely fucking furious that she has all this public support and media coverage. They must be furious. Aidan Carney said something that really stuck with me a few weeks ago. He was talking about the family, and he said some things that on their face just seems like they don't really mean anything, but they kind of do. All these adult children of this family, they live at home and none of them have long-term partners.
Right.
This family is extremely insular. This family are like, for lack of a better word, like kid collectors, like they're foster parents, which is wonderful, but they make a lot of hay out of being foster parents. Like, you know, it's not a thing that they quietly do and never tell anybody because they're just excellent people who want to help kids out. Like they make hay out of it. It's just part of their personal brand. And as soon as there's visible trouble in this relationship, and if you've read the reports of the bachelor and bachelorette party, it does seem like they both had alcohol issues and they were both being like, they're very toxic. As soon as there's a hint of trouble that would make them look bad, it's like cut bait, take the baby, push her out, make her look bad. If she had died, the narrative would be their narrative. They must be incredibly disappointed in some way that she lived. Incredibly disappointed that her case picked up traction. Incredibly disappointed that the Turtle Boys and Melanie Littles and the you and I's of the world are paying attention because they are used to controlling the narrative and everything that they do. So that's what I thought about that phone call.
The other interesting thing that you're bringing up, the fact that they're foster parents, they know that system. They know the trigger words to get a child taken away. They know they probably have a great deal of experience with family court too. So I am worried about that aspect for her. I do think that she is really working to rehabilitate herself on her own.
She seems to be.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Well, two questions. First one, it is blowing my mind. I guess it shouldn't be because it's definitely like the cognitive dissonance of the anti-Karen Reed people on Twitter being completely against Kelsey. Like, what? I don't understand. What is going on here?
Well, they have a brand. The brand is, if you think it's good, I think it's bad. That's the brand. And the brand is also this very pro-cop brand. They don't care that she was a police officer. One of the things that was so interesting to me was hearing her talk about her law enforcement career. And she was a rookie in this job. but she certainly was no rookie to be doing law enforcement and to being an officer. Like she was an officer in college. She was doing security. Like she worked at Fenway Park. She worked for the corrections department. And those jobs are so fucking hard and so thankless and pay so little. But she had the mind of somebody who wanted to be in law enforcement. The way she behaved before, I'm going to just assume that going forward, her life is going to look very different in numerous ways. But the way she behaved before, alcohol misuse, rage issues, all this stuff that she allegedly had. Male police officers do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And a lot of them are fathers and a lot of them are husbands. And no one's like, what a disgrace of a father that man is. No, it's because she's a woman. It's like she's not fit to be a mother. She's not fit to be a police officer. So they have this very pro-male cop line that they're walking because they are following the cult of Brian Albert. I mean, that's what's going on. That and the fact that because we are social justice minded and folks like Turtle Boy are making hay out of it and have come to believe. And I watched him. I watched his streams in real time. I watched him learn about the case and watched him sort of get to this point where he's now fully sort of advocating for her. And it does take time. It took me time to get there. If he likes it, they hate it. Like that's the programming. So that's what it's about. As far as I'm concerned,
it's so ridiculous. I've been watching like Kate Peters' tweets are just ludicrous, just absolutely ludicrous.
She sucks.
She really does.
She fucking sucks so hard. Excuse my language. Somebody called me out for using the F word. Sorry before. Sorry.
I've been saying so much worse. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You say whatever you want to say. One other question I have for you is, if she is found guilty, what do you think is going to happen with sentencing?
I can't imagine it wouldn't be time served.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
She was in the hospital for 53 days and then in jail for over 100 days. And the judge knows the history of the case with the previous judge. It would likely be time served with time on probation and some strict program, alcohol rehab, all the stuff that Karen Reed had to do for her drunken driving thing, whatever they have in Massachusetts for that.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
I can't imagine he's going to send her to jail. And it's not great for her custody case, and it would prohibit her from being able to go to law school. And that's like, you know, moving forward in her life would become very difficult. Life as a felon is really fucking difficult. We are very, if you've never been a felon, you don't understand, or, you know, been convicted of a felony, you don't understand that it changes your entire like world experience. Becoming employed is very difficult. In some places, like there are some basic things like borrowing money can be very difficult. There's all these things that can happen to you. She now has the benefit of having built a personal brand around her case. So I think she has some opportunities that a normal person in her situation wouldn't have. Yeah. But I can't imagine he would throw her in prison. I really can't.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think he would do that either. I think, and I worry though, that that's how he's going to sort of balance this out. He's going to say guilty, but I'm not going to put you in prison. But like in talking to Veronica, you know, Veronica Rodriguez, the case I covered on the In Between podcast, like she's considered a felon now for the wiretapping conviction after she recorded her own sexual assault. She can't vote. She's having a hard time getting a job. She has a lot of support around her. So that's good. But, you know, it really messes you up. And she's so young. Kelsey's so young. And she's
Pennsylvania has a no felon voter. Not every state has that, but Pennsylvania does. Pennsylvania, right? Yeah.
Yeah. She said that she's not allowed to vote, although they sent her a voter registration card in the mail, of course.
She should try to register anyway.
I know, but then she gets in trouble for doing
that. Maybe she's wrong. Maybe she's wrong. Maybe in her jurisdiction, that's not the case.
Oh, I mean, maybe
it's
right.
It's not the same everywhere. Yeah. So people, make assumptions about it. That, yeah.
You heard about the woman who was in jail. I think she had a felony. And I think she had to, she was supposed to have waited 5 years, I think, in Texas before she could vote. And she ended up getting a voter registration card in the mail just before her time was up, registered, went to vote, and then they threw her in jail for another 5 years because she voted as a felon. They basically said she, you know, frauded the election system, which is insane. So, anyway, oh, we got 5 minutes. I'm so nervous that they're not going to start on time.
I'm going to swipe up. If I disappear, I will be back. I just want to tell Kevin that the verdict is about to be read. So if he's planning on leaving, he knows that I will be there in a few. Okay, hold on one second.
Okay, okay.
Can you still hear me?
Oh, man. I can. Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of comments that I haven't seen here. Oh, Nan, that makes me so sad that you're leaving.
Who?
I thought we've had a new listener. Her name is Nanny. And she's like, I found my people. And she was, I think she got involved in true crime through Karen Reed. But then because we mentioned Turtle Boy, she's out, which makes me sad. Yeah.
Well, anyway, he's a person in the space. I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
It's just, it's really hard to pretend he doesn't exist just for the sake of some people who find him objectionable. He's an important person in this space and in the media that we're making. So we can't, we're not going to pretend he doesn't exist.
And Denise also thinks that swearing is a plus and that they find it a sign of intelligence. I agree.
Denise.
Yeah. So much has been good. Do you know that the first day of the trial, I did like a 7.5 hour stream?
You texted me and I didn't respond to that because my response would have been like, you fucking crazy.
It was hard. By the end of the day, I was brain dead. Have you been listening to any of the streams?
Not yours. No, I've been listening to Melanie Little, not because I don't like you, but because I really wanted to see Melanie Little, because I'm like, this is my opportunity.
Yeah, that's true.
To watch somebody that I hear about all the time and see how she does what she does. There's a few things that she does that I super like formatically. I like it. I like it that she will just take breaks and turn the camera off and be like, be back in 15. Love that. I love that she's deeply funny. Like when Noonan testified that, you know, she crouched back and went this way, she paused the stream and she's like, what is she, a leprechaun? A ninja? Yeah. Like, what is she? It's very funny. So I just kind of wanted to get, I just wanted to see the vibe because I was like, you know, everyone loves this person. I could learn a lot from her. And so that's why it wasn't because I was being disloyal. Sorry if that feels that way.
It's fine. It's totally fine. If you haven't been watching the stream, then you don't know that I am building a pod in the garage. I got a she shed. I've been building it. My hands are all busted up from being in the garage, but I'm building it and it's going to be done. Ooh, Ruby's kicking me in the back. It's going to be done. And after this, well, I really just want Judge Karp to be on time because, I'm seeing the line on the floor. I'm going to go ahead and put the stream up because we are 2 minutes away. And I'm doing court TV because sound was a little bit better. But I'm building a little granny pod in the garage and I'm very excited about it. It's perfect. It's 6x4. It's this tiny little shed and I've got all my soundproofing. I've got a new mic coming.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm very excited about it.
Well, I'm just going to be broadcasting from now on from the Cayman Islands. That's going to be I've opened my bank accounts here. It's great. I mean, vacationing with friends is always an adventure. The weather hasn't been like superb, but it's fun. Lots of cribbage playing and lots of, you know, all that kind of stuff, which is fun. Kevin and I were just in the hot tub. The hot tub is very bleachy. So you have to shower when you get out of it because start getting these like red welts on your body. What is the line? Is the line in the courtroom? Is that what people are?
It's the floor. So it's the tape. They've taped down the cords.
Got it.
They did have this really lovely, like, out the window, a brick wall with like a waving American flag. But I guess the judge didn't want them to do that anymore because there were people walking by the window and they were on camera. So
yes, and some of the people were being disruptive. I heard some exclamations from outside.
There was a lot. The other day, if you weren't watching the stream, then you didn't hear me talking about this, but the camera at one point was focused on Bradel and the whole defense team. And then there was a court officer standing right, you know, like, so the camera was pointing there. Mm-hmm. And when Bradel started, did you see the part where Bradel started talking about the North Andover police whistleblowers, that he has several of them?
Yes.
So it happened twice. He said, you know, well, the judge was like, where'd you get this information? He's like, I have whistleblowers from the North Andover police. Someone in the gallery made some kind of comment or said something. Kelsey turned around and looked at them. And then the corrections officer, or not the correction, the court officer kept staring over there. And like, it looked like she was going to have to go do something. And then Bradle said whistleblower again, and the same exact thing happened. I haven't found any court coverage of anybody that can tell me what actually happened, but it was big enough that everyone turned around and looked at this person, and it happened twice, and it was about the North Andover police whistleblowers. And then this morning, apparently,
it's probably somebody going, shit, that's probably what it was.
Exactly. That's what I thought it was too, but I really wanted to know what was going on. And apparently Noonan walked in with like a horde of cops with him and his wife, who was like smirky and
the puss she was making all morning. Jesus Christ, the puss.
I know.
One thing you would love about where we're staying is we're in this like enormous house. And we're in Grand Cayman. I know we're about to go back on. There's a million chickens here. There's a lot of wild chickens that run around, feral chickens. And we have like a couple on our, at our house, like inside the, it's like a gate thing situation. It's very fancy. We're not paying for it, just to be transparent. Your donations to this podcast are not paying for this, I promise.
Can I just tell you guys something? Your donations to this podcast, Rebecca is turning them. She's buying stickers with them is what she's doing.
100%. Yes. I think I've made minus $100 doing this podcast.
I know. That broke my heart when you told me that. Why?
It's my choice. I want to create evangelists so that we can grow our audience. So anyway, we have chickens, and one of them we call Henrietta. She's always trying to get into the house. So she will just come outside the sliding door and just like stare in all day. And then, so you can take selfies with her. I have a selfie with her that I was going to try to put up on the screen, but I can't figure out how to do it. And then one of the chickens had babies yesterday.
Aww.
And they're all toddling around, and they're like this fucking big. They're so cute.
It's a good thing that one of our, I can't remember who posted it. I think it was Kristen Shimpy. I think, I can't remember her. It was, but they posted on our Facebook group a picture of their like Bernese Mountain Dog, and I don't know if you know. I know they're amazing. I don't know if you know this, but at the end of my like my investigative kind of stuff or whatever that I do on the in between, I always say, "Be good people, don't do murder." And she posted on the Facebook that their Bernese Mountain Dog killed the mother hen.
I saw that,
and she was like, "Be good dogs, don't do murder."
All right, I'm going to send this to you so you can at least see it. I'll be right back. Hold on. I want you to see the chicken selfie because they're just, they're so, this is the most soulful chicken I have ever seen in my entire life. Hold on. I'm sending it to you.
Jen says,
you got to zoom in and see the soulful chicken.
Okay. Jen says she's jealous of you and your hair and vacation.
Oh, that's very nice.
Oh, okay. You sent it to me in bit text.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Come on, Carp. Hurry up with this verdict, dude.
I know. Aww. I'm supposed to. Isn't that so cute? Look, zoom in and look at that chicken's face. She's so
I just
soulful.
Did. Oh, that is.
She
so
wants
cute.
To come in there. You can tell at some point when someone was renting this house, she 100% got in and like
can
ate all of
the
English
muffins.
Uh huh. Yeah, she probably ate all the English muffins off the counter or something.
That's Rebecca.
And like. It was the best day of her life. So you can just, so she's just waiting outside for it to happen again, but she's out there 24 hours a day. And when she, and when we like go into one room to play cards, like she'll go to that window and we're in the kitchen, she'll go to that window. She's the best. We call her Henrietta. See the pun?
Henrietta.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what Kristen's chicken was named. The one that died.
Oh, I can't, I got to figure out how to turn off this television.
I can't remember. Is it still have porn on?
Hardcore.
Kevin,
it's over. It's off now. He's disgusting. He left. He left. We're in the we're in an outbuilding. We're like in an apartment above the in a compound above the garage, above the like 7-car garage. Then the kind of house where you roll up and you're like, come on, who fucking owns this house? Or what crimes did they commit? 100%, they committed some crimes because nobody owns this house and is never here.
We have some movement. You know that I'm going to be in. So we're going to. Oop. Hold
here
on.
We are.
Hold on.
Good afternoon. We're on record on the Kelsey Fitzsimmons matter, docket 2025-77-CR-311. All counsel and the defendant are present.
Thank you.
We're going to get the warning to be quiet.
So, before I begin, I'd like to speak to our audience members.
Oh, boy.
I understand that this case has generated a lot of passion and emotion. But you must remember that this is a courtroom and not a sports arena. When I announced my verdict, You must not act out emotionally or visibly or audibly react. So you should leave the courtroom if you believe that you will be unable to.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
I'd like to start with a few introductory words.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me say this. This is not in my script. This has been one of the more exhausting, hardest things I've had to do as a judge.
It was 4 days.
And
get on with it, Carp.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Christ. Oh, he seems
so
kind of emotional.
As the lawyers know, unlike when a judge presides over a jury rape trial in a civil case, there is no requirement that a judge explain their reasons for reaching a verdict after a criminal bench trial. I do so in this case because I think that Ms. Fitzsimmons, Officer Newman, and all the people involved in the tragic events of June 30, 2025 deserve an explanation.
I'm not feeling good about this.
Me either.
Next, I'd like to take the opportunity to publicly thank and commend the attorneys in this case. They all did an exceptional job presenting the evidence and conducting themselves in an extremely professional and civil manner. And they did so under the public spotlight in an emotionally charged case. I commend you. To the extent that any of the prosecutors and attorneys may be vilified or subjected to public scorn for simply doing their jobs, in this case, I say that any such scorn is unfair, unwarranted, and simply wrong.
Oh, that's positive.
These prosecutors and attorneys fought hard to perform their
solemn
jobs fairly with the utmost civility.
He's right.
Civility,
yeah.
And professionalism. They serve as a shining example of our adversarial system in operation. Now, I'd like to publicly acknowledge the crucial and often thankless role that police officers perform, a role that Ms. Fitzsimmons herself, like Officer Newman, willingly and selflessly performed for the citizens of North Andover. For this, you should be thanked, not disparaged. For those that think that serving as a police officer is easy, or that officers don't care or take pride in their work, I say with more than 3 decades of experience in the criminal justice system that you are naive, misinformed, and sadly mistaken. The work of police officers is especially fraught with peril today. Because of our exceedingly cynical, polarized atmosphere, where our citizenry often believes that there is a conspiracy under or around every corner.
Same, Cassie.
I saw no evidence of a conspiracy in this case. What I saw was dedicated public servants, like Officer Union and his fellow officers, doing the best they could in the tragic, rapidly evolving promotional circumstances. What I also saw was a young woman, Ms. Fitzsimmons, who was also a dedicated public servant, react to sudden, confusing, and heartbreaking news. Now let me turn to the evidence and the law. Our system of justice requires me to decide this case solely on the law and the evidence. So the only things I have considered in reaching my verdict are the 98 exhibits admitted during the trial, and the testimony of the 11 witnesses that testified here in open court. While it may be cold and uncaring, our system of justice
Look at Bradel's knees.
That emotion, sympathy, and concern for the consequences of my decision play no role in my decision.
You know if he'll sentence right here if she's guilty?
In order to
I think so, right?
Probably.
Of the crime of assault by means of a dangerous weapon. The Commonwealth must prove the following three things.
I know, Cynthia. I have carpool at 2:30.
Elements beyond a reasonable doubt. First, that Ms. Simmons committed an assault on Officer Newman. Second, that Ms. Simmons intended to commit the assault. And third, that the assault was committed by means of a dangerous weapon. The sole issue before me
not
is
guilty.
Whether the Commonwealth proved each of these three elements beyond a reasonable doubt. And more specifically, under the circumstances of this case, the narrow issue before me is whether the Commonwealth proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Ms. Fitzsimmons pointed a firearm at Officer Newman for any perceptible amount of time.
That's right.
What is not before me are the legality of the issuance of the restraining order to Mr. Alain. The reasonableness of the procedure used by the police to serve the restraining order. The legality of Officer Newman's use of force and issues regarding custody.
Correct. All correct.
It is not my place to decide these issues or even mention my thoughts on them. I am thankful for this because my role has been hard enough. What has made my job especially difficult in this case is that by and large, I found the testimony of Officer Newman and Ms. Fitzsimmons to be credible on the material and relevant points. In my experience, this is unusual and somewhat perplexing. On the one hand, Ms. Fitzsimmons credibly testified that she never pointed a firearm at Officer Newman. On the other hand, Officer Newman testified that not only did Ms. Fitzsimmons point a gun at him, that she also pulled the trigger. Both agree that it happened in seconds near a narrow doorway, and the crime scene photos
and it should be not guilty.
The door frame was made narrower by a clothes rack containing police uniforms that was to Officer Newman's left. The door frame was also made, the door frame was made still narrower when Officer Newman used it to take cover when he drew his firearm. During the closing argument, the Commonwealth argued that it is scientifically and physically impossible for Ms. Fitzsimmons' story to be true because there was a bullet in the chamber, and she said that Officer Newman shot her without her ever racking the slide after pulling the trigger. I disagree that the evidence reflected that the only way to chamber a round would have been to pull the slide under those circumstances. However, even if I assume that Ms. Fitzsimmons lied about not wrapping the slide, it does not detract from the adamancy and credibility of her testimony that she never pointed the gun at Officer Newman, about which he was equally as adamant.
I don't know what he's going to say.
Perhaps the Commonwealth could have easily met his burden if the officers had been body cameras.
Ooh.
But under these circumstances, I am left with a reasonable doubt.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yes.
Kelsey. What a cogent explanation. That was incredible.
With that, I will hand the signed verdict slip.
Fuck yeah. Wow. Ooh, Noonan. I love this camera operator, by the way. Look at this. He goes right to Noonan.
And his stupid
wife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look,
I'm sure she's not stupid,
puss.
But her face is stupid.
Yay!
Ms. Fitzsimmons, could you please stand?
Kelsey! Getting her life back.
2025, 77 CR311, count 001. The court having returned a verdict of not guilty.
Yes!
Or is it to be discharged of this indictment, and this indictment only, and go thereof without delay? Kelsey Fitzsimmons, as required by statute, I must inform you that the records regarding the charges for which you have been found not guilty will be sealed by the Commissioner of Probation and by the court.
No felony here.
By the Commissioner of Probation in writing within 10 days that you do not want those records sealed.
Hercules. She's not going to want that. I don't think she's going to want them sealed.
Why are these people crying?
Because they wanted her to be guilty.
Oh, actually, I think those people
I think those are her supporters, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, look, that's Houston. He was such a good guy. Look at Daly. Kelsey. Good job, Bradle. Good job, Arthur.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
All right. Thanks, Rebecca.
All right. Mel, I can't tell you how happy I was to be able to join you for that.
I'm so happy you were here. Thank you so much. I know you're on vacation and this is work, but this is also fun too. Well,
I know. Well, also, I was watching it anyway. So not jumping on with you to see this would have been a real shame. I know you got to go. I have to go to, think the judge's lengthy explanation and him ultimately blaming the North Andover Police Department for not having body cameras.
I hope Chief Gray's still in the courtroom because that was his decision.
Wow. Wow.
Look at the faces.
Look at those 20 cops and their pusses.
This woman right here, I don't know if you noticed her. The woman with the red, she's wearing a black blazer with a red. Earlier today during the closing, she was sitting perpendicular to Noonan and she kept looking at him and like
smirking. Brady looks like he's going to cry, by the way.
I think he was. He does. Let me just pull up the volume. On the open mic yesterday, on the hot mic yesterday, Gradle said, "I'm so proud of you, Kelsey." And then he hugged her. He's really emotional about this case. He worked so hard for every step of this case.
You know what?
To get her.
The thing he did that was smart was he kept it so simple.
Simple. Yep. But
just like Karen Reed's defense team did in trial two. It is this simple, narrow situation.
There's her mom. Good job, Kels.
Is she hugging? What's his face?
No, that's the paralegal.
Oh, I thought it was Houston for a second. I was like, damn, he's behind the Venmo thing.
I think that's her stepdad or her dad. I'm not sure. And then the other two are lawyers. I think that might be her dad. Either that or
all
her
right.
stepdad.
Mel, I do have to run.
I know.
I'm so glad I could be here with you for this. I'll let you take it from here. And I will see you
when
I really
get back. Appreciate you. All right.
Love you, girl.
Have a good time. Okay. Love you.
Thanks. Bye.
That's got to be her dad, right? Yeah, that's her dad. This is so amazing, you guys. Oh, what a beautiful moment. I am so friggin' happy for her. I can't even begin to express it. I think I'm more happy for her than I was for Karen Reed because this part of it's over. She doesn't have to fight this anymore. She can build her life.
You guys
life.
Want to start going down so that we can get people more?
I wonder if there's going to, if Bradle, they're going to get in front of the mics, right? I know. I got 12 minutes till carpool. I'm going to stick it out here with you guys.
Folks, I don't mean to put speed to what you guys going on here, but we have other places.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Oh, my God. She's going to go on and become a lawyer, and she's probably going to be one of the best lawyers ever because of this experience right here. She's going to understand human beings, and she's going to have empathy, and she's going to care about the people that she works with and the people that she defends or prosecutes. I don't know. I'd love to see more prosecutors with a little bit more empathetic and a little bit empathy. Good job, Kelsey. Is that TB? There's TB right there. Turtle boy. Oh, man. Wow. All right, I'm going to turn this off. Whew. Wow. You guys, that was nerve-wracking, huh? Oh, look, law girls are right there. That was nerve-wracking, but we were right. We felt we had good instincts about this. This feels good. Not to say that we're right, but to say we could see what the judge could see. And that's, I just feel so good for her. And I'm just so happy for her. All right. I got about 5 more minutes. I just want to say thank you to everybody who has been with me this week. I've said this before. I know you have a lot of places you can go and watch this stuff and hang out with different crews. And I respect all of those crews and I don't want to compete with any of them, but I do want to say thank you so much for popping in and hanging out with me for some of this time. I'm glad we started with this trial because, like I said, short trial. I figured, let me see how this goes, if I can do any kind of live streaming. And I felt really good about it. I mean, I couldn't do everything exactly when it was happening, but I was able to do most of it. I think it would be a lot harder on like a 4 or 5 week trial, but I think I'd be willing to give it a shot if you guys liked this. I know that when we were doing the readathon, you know, Rebecca and I were sitting through court all day long and we were taking notes and then we were doing sort of a recap of the readathon at night. But I kind of like this. I like this a little bit better because we can talk in the moment and start to debate, which isn't something you can do in court. Even if you're just sitting in the gallery, you obviously can't do it as a juror. Thanks for the tip, Cindy. You guys are so lovely. Thank you so much. I really, 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 really appreciate you. Everybody's feeling good. Is there anybody in the chat? I'm assuming that everyone in the chat wanted not guilty, but maybe there are some people who thought she was guilty. If you're in there, how are you feeling? What are you thinking? For those of you who are on the West Coast, go take a nap. This is so amazing. I'm so excited to see what happens with her. I hope that family court doesn't get too ugly. And I hope that Justin is realizing that he's a fucking asshole and that he caused all of this. What a douche. You're welcome. Thanks for being here, Tiffany. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Sarah, I don't know what this means, but I think it's good. Sarah said, in all caps, Mel, you. I'll take it. Tuesday said, gives me a little hope in this horrible world that women can still stand tall. Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Cindy Lou said, so fun. We got to spend all week together and ended with this victory. Thank you, Mel and chat. Judge has a new respect for the job of jurors. I bet he does. That was his first bench trial, so that was really interesting. Thank you for being here. The struggle is teal. Thanks, Jen. Justice did prevail. Oh, Tiffany, you guys are lovely. Thanks so much for the tip. Thank you. He did make us sweat, Sarah. I was sweating up until the last like 30 seconds of what he had to say. I was like, oh my God, I think it's going to be guilty. This is crazy. Thanks, Cuffy. I really appreciate you being here. Love you back, Rumpled Foreskin. Ooh. Did you make your name that just so you would force a lesbian to say that every time I speak back at you in your comments? Let's see. Thanks, Casey. Thanks, Jen. Cuffy said, yes, I loved it. Please cover trials. There are so many good ones coming up. Yeah. The next thing I want you guys to do, if you don't mind, is join the Facebook group, Something's Off with Mel Barrett and Rebecca Lavoie discussion group, and then tell us what cases are coming up that you're really interested in. You can also put the comments on the YouTube, on the videos. Just let us know what you're thinking and how you're feeling. And obviously, we're going to do recaps on Monday. We're going to do a big recap on Monday, so we'll talk about this a little bit more. Let's see. It all came down to her testimony. Yeah, she... Bradel did a lot of work. Martha Coakley did a lot of work. But at the end of the day, this was all Kelsey telling her story, and how she told her story was really important. Casey, thank you so much for the $10. Great coverage. You have fair takes and great humor. I don't always have fair takes, I'll say that. But when Rebecca's here, she balances me out sometimes. Everyone was sweating. Everyone's nervous. Okay. So, guys, I have to run to this carpool, but we're going to be back. I might pop back in on Friday, to do a quick recap for my audio audience, because everyone's like, why are there no audio episodes coming out? And I'm like, because they're 7 hours long, and you know, Audio Boom doesn't let us upload a 7 hour long audio stream. So I'll probably come back on Friday to do some kind of a recap for everybody that missed the live trial. I'll pull out some of the footage and see if I can put something together like that. But until then, I got to go pick up the kiddos. So wish me luck on the pod in the garage, and I will see you all very soon. Thanks for being here with me. Thanks for all the love and support. Thanks for the great debates, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.